it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Are you waiting to be discovered? Are you holding out for that perfect gallery? Are you refusing to sell out, whatever that means? Snap out of it. Your art is begging you to get it out of the studio and show it to the world. I wrote this week's podcast from the coffee shop at Barnes & Noble. Across from where I sat were 9 competent paintings. They were next to the open fridge that was filled with Fiji water and Jones soda bottles. The works were hung mostly on long, dark, horizontal lines, hanging mechanisms, that were distracting. The paintings were of various sizes, included various frames, and were hung haphazardly. On each frame was a yellow post-it note. I think it was even torn, but a yellow post-it note with a number. A single sheet of paper with a red border announced the artist's name and work and was thumbtacked to the wall. It was far from an ideal exhibit, but at least the paintings weren't sitting in the corner of the artist's studio. Your work isn't doing you any good stuck in your studio. While you're waiting for the ideal opportunity, your art is aging. As it ages, so do you. And your ideas get stale. They get stale because you're not sharing your art and getting feedback. You're not growing. Here are 5 suggestions to get your art out of the studio right now. 1. Ask a friend with a great house to host an art show and sale for you and 2 other friends. Home sales are becoming increasingly popular for all kinds of artists. 2. Hang your art in a restaurant, a bookstore, or a library. Don't put your art in harm's way or in a terrible location, but don't be too picky either. As long as the work is safe, accessible, and in a reasonably well-lighted area, you're in business. 3. Ask your doctor, dentist, or hairdresser if they'd like to display your work for a couple of months. Train their staff about your art. Leave a price list and put out plenty of business cards. Don't be surprised if they become attached to the work. Or if you make functional art like jewelry or pottery, ask your service professional if they'd like to throw a party for their staff and friends right there in the office. 4. Arrange to show your art in a bank, a building lobby, or a vacant storefront. Request a date for an opening reception. 5. Invite people over. Yeah, I know this goes against my will that you get your art out of the studio, but if you can't get it out, at least you can open your door to potential buyers. Final word, your art needs to be shared. Get it out of the studio and get it in front of people rather than waiting for the perfect situation. Exhibit, exhibit, exhibit. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is just an email version of this podcast.